So I guess the first obvious question is it getting easier or more difficult to parody politicians? It seems to me that the longer we go on, the more they do the job for you.
Yeah, that is becoming the case. Sometimes it is hard to be funnier than some of these guys. But, you know, the good news is there's always another issue out there, or somebody's always stepping in it to some degree that gives us some new material. And we like to think that, you know, some of these issues are pretty heavy, and if you don't laugh about them, they might just drive you crazy.
Well, how do Mitt Romney and Barack Obama stack up in the political pantheon here? I mean, as compared to Bush and Gore and Bill Clinton, who kept you guys in business for so many years?
Yeah, they haven't quite stepped up to the plate just yet. Now, thank goodness that, you know, President Obama brought along Joe Biden, because he's helped us out a whole lot. But when you go back and, you know, that's been our history, right? I mean, you know, we started with Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, we moved into Bush, original Bush, and everybody said, boy, you'll never have a character as great as Dan Quayle. And then we moved into Bill Clinton. Boy, you'll never have a character as great as him. Then we moved into George Bush. You'll never have a character as great as him. So, you know, it's just a case of where there's always somebody out there for us.
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too.
Did the Capitol steps, I mean, they have been around so long and become such an ingrained part of the fabric of Washington. Did anybody have any idea way back in the beginning that this thing would last? I mean, you've kind of alluded to that in what you just said, but it's been this self-sustaining industry now for what, 30 years?
And 30, this will be going on 31 this Christmas time. And, you know, nobody ever thought that this would be something we could really do, you know, go professional with it. It was, you know, it literally started as a Senate office Christmas party. And we always told folks, you know, we originally wanted to do a traditional nativity play, but in all of Congress, we couldn't find three wise men or a virgin. Boom.
Yes. And the hands keep going.
You know, it became one of those things where, you know, other offices said, oh, we hear you guys, you know, got a couple silly songs. And they were all very inside baseball. You know, they were all about some subcommittee of this looking at some inane bill that nobody else off the Hill had ever heard of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'd entertain for some people. Then, you know, an association heard about us and they said, hey, you know, if you come and, you know, sing a couple songs, we'll feed you and pay for parking. And that was like, whoa, are you kidding? It was a great deal. Then somebody actually was willing to pay us to go on the road and perform across the country. And we started thinking, wow, maybe we could do something else with this thing. And then, you know, like everything else in Washington, we spun painfully out of control. And this is pretty much what we do these days.
How fast can you turn something around? I mean, the Big Bird wasn't a campaign issue until last week. Should we assume that the Capitol steps are going to be all over that at some point?
Well, you know, we added it into our debate between the president and Mitt Romney. We've actually done some stuff in the past. I mean, you know, this is not a new issue that, you know, a few years back, I want to say maybe in 2006, you know, when the Republicans came in, they were also beating that same bandwagon. And we had written, you know, we'd written Bye-Bye Big Bird to Bye Bye Blackbird, and we also had a whole skit where you know, the Muppets talked to Ann Coulter and some of the other characters that are on the far right. And so it's an issue that's been around, and it just kind of seems to circulate every time people start saying, oh, here's money we shouldn't be spending. For some reason, PBS gets dragged into the mix.
Well, your titles are always priceless, so give me some of the hits as we head into this election, some of the songs that you're singing as we go into November.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. We got, you know, we start off with a little bit of Super PAC action, you know, because those guys have had some effect on the election, obviously. We've got a Chick-fil-A song because, you know, that's one of the social issues. Let's see. We've got a song for the Secret Service, Secret Service Man. We've got Mitt actually rapping. He's got Big Bucks to the old Sir Mix-a-Lot, I Like Big Butts, which is always popular with the youngsters. We do an entire medley, you know, for the European situation, which is appropriately entitled Greece, and different spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see, we've got If I Tax Each Rich Man by the President. We've got Cash for Codgers, which is, you know, Vice Presidential Candidate Ryan singing. It's one of the new Republican plans. Let's see, going a little international, we've got Sunny Side of Decrete. So we got a little bit of everything going on in this show.
It's politics, the gift that keeps on giving, as far as you guys are concerned, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And every time we start running out of material, thank goodness an election is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Mark Eaton of the Capitol Steps, hands down, one of my favorite groups ever. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thanks for having me, Bill.